This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, mushrooms. They might actually help you, the psychedelic type, with depression. Chris Cantwell has the story. We'll get into that. Plus, Chris, you were going to tell us the bear spray story. We never got to that last hour because we ended up talking about secession with Tommy in Glasgow as Scotland is set to vote today. And voter turnout is expected to be very high in this particular election because unlike most elections where you're just picking between scumbag politicians, people actually care about voting for independence, and so it's expected that a lot of people are going to be coming out to the polls in Scotland today to vote for possible independence from the United Kingdom. We'll be keeping an eye on that and have you the details when we come back on the air on Thursday night. But we still have a couple hours here where you may comment on whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the toll-free number. So just kind of let's bring the conversation back. Chris Cantwell, we had a call right out the gate in the first hour. He was asking about threats and, you know, what's the appropriate response to threats? What's the, you know, the libertarian response to threats? And, of course, not everybody agrees on this. But generally, I think the perspective of those of us in the studio was that if you feel like you are an imminent threat, imminent danger from someone who's threatening you, that you probably are morally justified in taking some sort of an action. Now, I'm not saying I would necessarily do it. I think it's a real gray area. And for me, you know, the example was given of Jewish people, you know, having the Nazis coming after them. You know, if they knew that the soldiers were coming their way, would they be in? Would they be justified in fighting back right then rather than waiting until they are demanded to, you know,
going and confronting the enemy? Yeah.
And you know, I think they might be, but that doesn't mean that's what I would do necessarily. I might be more likely to get the hell out of there. And at the same time, looking at things from the perspective of today and right now, and you know what things are like here in the United States. Usually, when you got somebody fighting back against the state, they go down in flames, and then the news media and people tend to look at them as psychopaths and nut jobs, and they get maligned quite a bit in the mainstream, and therefore, you know, they don't actually move the ideas of freedom ahead any further. They ultimately just sabotage it. I don't think it was their intention. Their intention was to defend their property and, you know, defend their own personal liberty, but the fact is the government uses those lone gunmen in the woods kind of scenarios as an excuse to build more government, as an excuse to buy more tanks. Oh, well, there was some guy holed up in his house talking about freedom, and then he shot at us. We need three more Bearcats for the next time.
As if they ever needed an excuse to further militarize the police departments. I mean, they're going to do these things anyway, and so, like, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for those arguments. When people say that, okay, well, you're actually sabotaging it, I don't think that they are. The truth of the matter is that they're going to do this no matter what, and if they, you know, hop on something as an excuse, they would have done it anyway.
They
got the Bearcat and Keene. There's no violence here. You know, you guys are no threat to anybody. They said, you know, they wanted it in Concord. There's no violence.
The last shootings in Keene were by the police.
Exactly. And so they don't. It's complete nonsense to say that, like, well, you know, this is why this is happening. It's not. They're doing it because this is what governments do, and they do this inevitably over time. You know, this is why I have, like, this conversation with minarchists. Like, look, tyranny is minarchy plus time, right? You create a monopoly on force. You create that institution, and you wait, and it will become every horrible story we've ever heard in the history of mankind. It's absolutely an inevitable thing. So if people are starting to realize that, and they're in the minority, and this sort of drives them crazy, and they lash out violently against the people who have violently victimized them in the past, I don't like this demonization that goes on about those people. You know, I even wrote a thing about the guy who shot at the Pennsylvania State Troopers.
I don't think they're bad people.
Recently,
I just think they're desperate people who don't have another answer. They don't have another out. They don't have a way to escape their situation. At least they don't feel like that they do. I think that if a lot of those people who felt like they were cornered and felt like they didn't have any other options, if they just moved to New Hampshire and connect with a community of people who actually feels like freedom is important, then that might revitalize them enough and give them enough hope to not go out on a suicidal rampage.
Yeah,
I would prefer they not go on a suicidal rampage.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I mean, I it's unfortunate.
Because I used to feel
me.
Like them.
Yeah, I sometimes still do feel
still
like
have
them.
The,
you know?
I still have the body armor from back when I was that way. You know, like, I still, you know, I can relate.
You went a step further than me, man. I just got guns. You got body armor. Ian's really gearing up for the rampage over here.
Yeah.
But you
I
know,
used to be that
I
guy.
Think it's unfortunate though, because you know what? The people come here and they have those ideas, and a lot of times they get demonized and chased out. I'm expelled from the Free State Project just for freaking, you know, writing a couple articles to that effect, and not, you know, saying, hey, everybody go out, get your guns, and start shooting.
Well,
but,
you know, I disagreed with that on the part of the Free State Project.
It's unfortunate. I know you did.
It was reactionary and a mistake, I think, that they made.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And I know that, you know, you and a number of other people have not been supportive of those actions. It's unfortunate that so many people are.
The Free State Project Board has made a few mistakes. You know, they've made some decisions beyond you, Chris Cantwell, that I didn't agree with over the years. I've taken to the airwaves to criticize them on those decisions. We still have a relationship. I'm not willing to bail out and call it quits on them simply because the board sometimes really sucks in their decision-making ability. I think ultimately the idea is a sound one. Move people who love freedom together to the same place.
And that idea I support. Yeah. I'm here with you.
Whether you agree with, you know, Chris Cantwell's opinions or not is irrelevant. It's immaterial to the discussion. We need more people who are here, more people who are doers. Whether or not you join the Free State Project, if you're not comfortable joining the Free State Project, go sign the Shire Society Declaration at ShireSociety.com. You've done that, Chris.
I've done that. And you know what? If you think the Free State Project really screwed up by kicking me out or doing something else, then go and like sign their thing sooner than later, because theoretically, once they hit the 20,000 mark, the board gets abolished and they all lose their jobs.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. I'm sure that like 19,500 signers will just change their charter, but you know, that'll just be another thing to bash them about.
Sure. And by the way, they're over 16,000 right now, so they're 80% of the way to the goal of 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who will, hopefully, most of them will make the move to New Hampshire, those who have not died waiting, because some of the members have died at this point. The Free State Project's been going on for a decade. Odds are good not all 20,000 are going to make the move. But if we get 10,000 of them, I think that'll be pretty killer. We've already got over 1,600 that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and who knows how many more who didn't sign up for the Free State Project.
Absolutely. I mean, you multiply that by, you know, five or six, you know, it'd be incredible. So,
well, five or six, I don't know, that seems a little optimistic. I would say maybe a couple hundred people have probably moved here who didn't sign.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, if we have, 1,600 people here now, I'm saying if you multiply that number by five or six, I mean, we're going to be a more effective force. And if you think that Susan Bruce and Stephanie Keen are freaking out now, wait until there's five times as many of us here.
The two people, the Susan Bruce is this blogger in Keene who, I don't know if anybody reads her blog besides.
No, they don't. Nobody reads her blog.
Besides a handful of her friends. But she's one of these people who's constantly on the attack against the Free State Project. And now you, Chris Cantwell, you've been featured on her blog more than once.
Yeah.
As have I. She's upset at you now because you've changed your name on Facebook to Chris Friedman.
No, it's not that I changed it. It's like I have a backup profile because these lunatics report everything I do, so I need more
that.
Than one.
Yeah, she doesn't know
Of
that.
Course she doesn't know that because she has no interest in getting her facts straight. She's a loser and a liar.
She's accused you of having a cult name now.
Yeah, I have a cult name because I have an alternative Facebook profile named Chris Friedman. Oh, yeah. Well, you're so smart, aren't you, you little Democrat?
So, yeah, there are people up here who love the state. They're pretty upset about the existence of the Free State Project. And the more people we can get here, the more they're going to freak out. And the more of them are going to ultimately leave, I predict. They're going to get tired of opposing people who are actually coming out to talk about freedom. Like, if you go to the State House, I don't know if you've done, have you ever been to the State House, Chris?
Just for the 420 thing.
Okay, so you've never actually been in there and testified or anything. Anytime you go to the State House in New Hampshire as a liberty activist, you see people you know. You see people who are freedom-oriented folks who are there to testify against bad legislation, pro-state legislation. You know, there are people in there who are testifying against it, pro-freedom legislation, people in there testifying for it. Basically, the only people who go and testify in front of the state legislature are lobbyists, statists, like the people who work for the state, and free staters and liberty activists. That's it. I mean, it's pretty consistent.
Well, I certainly like to see more of us in there and fewer of them.
Yeah, it's we're working on it, and it's pretty exciting. We'll come back with more, and we got to get to the bear spray story here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. Coming up, we'll find out about magic mushrooms and whether or not they might be helpful for people with depression. Also, you can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. And if you like coffee, then check out BuzzBox. You can get a free pound of it to try it out. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. All you need to do to get that free pound is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for their auto ship program. You can customize how often you receive a shipment of their delicious high-end coffee. It is, by the way, 100% organic, shade-grown, and top 1% grade Arabica. So it's great coffee, but they also do something unique at BuzzBox that you don't get from those other coffee companies. They actually are giving a portion of your purchase to us here at Free Talk Live for us to use with Kiva. Kiva's a microloans company. They've been providing microloans for many years now. I don't know when they started, but I remember talking about them like a decade ago here on Free Talk Live. And we've teamed up with Kiva to, for every 10 listeners that buys coffee through BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 listeners funds one new microloan to help somebody make a new life for themselves, create a new business, and be entrepreneurial. I think it's very exciting in, of course, very difficult parts of the world. That's what Kiva can help us do, and BuzzBox, Free Talk Live, and Kiva have all teamed up for this. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you just pay the shipping cost, and you get a free pound of coffee. You can cancel your subscription at any time. So you get to drink great coffee and help make a difference in people's lives all around the world through the microloans via Kiva. And as Mark has pointed out, once the microloan is paid off, we will take that money and give it out again. So we'll just keep giving out microloans to people around the world because of this program. Very cool stuff.
Sounds very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So our toll-free number, 855-453. We still have to talk about the bear spray incident, Chris Cantwell. It ties into the whole threats issue. What do you do when someone threatens you if you feel like you're in imminent danger? But first, Sheriff Joe is on the line. Someone who knows a thing or two about threatening others. Sheriff Joe, calling from Arizona. You're on the, of all places, the amp lines. I didn't know we had Sheriff Joe as a Free Talk Live amplifier.
Thanks for supporting the show, Joe.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Look, guys, I just have to tell you that you're giving my neighbor a lot of problems, James. And I see him walking around, pacing around by the window, and he's screaming into the phone. I don't know what you boys are doing up there, but I need you to stop.
Well, look, Joe, I think that James is a very entertaining character, shall we say. I'm not going to call him a good guy, but I think that he's great for the show on Wednesdays. And some of the other AMP supporters have expressed similar because, mm-hmm. Joe is a great guy to verbally abuse in front of a large... James is a great guy to verbally abuse in front of a large audience. And I have a lot of fun doing it, and it seems like some of the listeners enjoy it, too. So
he must like it, too, because he keeps calling back on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think what he is, actually, is like a glutton for punishment. He's a guy. And I can sort of relate to this. I think James likes being angry, right? Like, anger is sort of like an addictive drug, you know?
Joe, you all right over there?
No, I don't think so. Now, you two boys, listen up here. James helped build America, all right? Him and his dad, Paul. His dad helped me build Tent City, the finest prison ever.
Well, that's right. And he's also important to education in America for telling us about Japan every single time he calls Free Talk Live.
He's on his way over to Tokyo as we speak.
Oh, that's unfortunate because they think he's a great American.
But listen, just because you're up there and New Hampshire, wherever you are, walking around with an old six-shooter strapped around your hip, walking around, acting all tough, you need to take it easy with James, all right? He's a special person, and special people need to be dealt with in a special manner.
He's special, all right,
Thanks
Joe.
For the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
I am going to go ahead and start a timer. And I want to see how long it takes for James to call
in. Now that he's been summoned. Okay.
Last timer is now ticking. Oops.
The last time it was like the next call was James. As soon as somebody like even mentioned him without even using his name, he called in. So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, some of our listeners were confused the other night on our podcast. Live listeners, radio listeners, you did not get this. But there's been this thing that James in Arizona will do frequently is he'll call in after he's done calling. So, like, he'll call the show. We'll put him on.
He's so generous like that.
And then he'll just keep calling, even though he's already been on once, because he wants to harangue the hosts or whatever it is his goal is. Maybe he feels like he didn't get enough time on the air. So last night, two nights ago or something like that.
Should give him his own podcast on LRN.
No, I don't think so. But we did give him his own after show, basically. I took his call after the show and went ahead and just started recording and said something to the effect of, "You're on with the James Witt after show." And then, and then just let him go.
Oh, I'm going to have to download that after.
He did go.
Where do they download it, Ian?
Freetalklive.com is probably the easiest place. It's also on our SoundCloud channel. So I think it was Monday night.
Okay.
If you want to pull that up.
I want to hear the James.
And it's explicit, right? So it's an after show. So, we let him go and he got very dirty and that was it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 minutes of James. So for those of you who hate James Witt, you don't have to listen. You can just press the stop button whenever he comes on at the James Witt after show. Those of you who really like to listen to him, well, then you got an extra 4 or 5 minutes of him with no interruptions.
It's great.
By the way.
Excellent.
So join us here on the air, 855-450-FREE. Bear spray. Let's get back to that story because you barely got into it, Chris Cantwell.
Oh, a little double entendre there, Ian.
What was the story? What precipitated you showing up at some guy's house with a can of bear spray?
Yeah, so it's bear repellent. It's basically like a pepper spray fire hose, right? And so there's a guy. Look, when
isn't it true? Hold on, isn't it true you can't sell pepper spray in New York, but you can sell bear spray?
What it is you can't like buy it through the mail. Now it wasn't always the case. Pepper spray used to be illegal. Now it's legal, but you can only buy it from an FFL now, right?
In New York.
Right. So and you can't have a stun gun at all unless you're a cop. I actually have a misdemeanor weapons charge.
What if I come into New York with pepper spray? Is that legal?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can't have, you can only have OC. You can't have CS. You can't have, like, tear gas. Like, okay. you can buy self-defense sprays here in New Hampshire that have CS tear gas in them. You can't have that in New York. You can only have OC pepper spray, and there's a specific warning that has to be on the label. So, I've gotten caught with CS in my pocket in New York, and cops have let me go because they're just like, okay, it's pepper spray, whatever, yeah. And they don't know any better. But there are some regulations surrounding it. But you can buy, even on the internet, there's no restriction on you buying, like, dog repellent or bear repellent, right? And so I wanted to buy pepper spray on the internet. I found out it was illegal and that they wouldn't ship it to you, but they would ship you bear repellent. And so I've had this can of bear repellent for quite some time, and it's, like I said, it's like a pepper spray fire hose. It's some really nasty stuff. And so I keep this with me in my vehicle. You know, it's the best weapon that I can legally carry in New York State.
Yep.
Okay. And so there was an incident with a gentleman. A little backstory, like, look, I haven't always been a libertarian, all right? Mm-hmm. I used to initiate a good amount of force. I was a bad guy. The first time I got locked up wasn't for being a good guy, and I ran around with bad people.
Yep.
And one of these people who I ran around with made a threat against me on the internet.
He recently? Said, like 2 years ago, a year ago.
Yeah, within the last 2 years, year and a half maybe, not even.
When was the last time you encountered this guy prior to this?
Prior to this, the last time I encountered him? I think I actually drank with him within the last 6 months before this happened.
All right, we'll get into the story here, what it was that precipitated the threat and the response. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts in the business, the big names, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their websites. Ours is free, so go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And there's a new novel about liberty out there called Ant Farm. It's a book that Gary Johnson has given praise to. Mark has been praising it up and down. He really enjoyed how it took on complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and dozens more, and explained those things so that average Joes and even young adults can easily understand how well these systems could work without government force and how state intervention screws them all up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends how the roads could be built in a free market, just hand them a copy of Ant Farm. And if you're sick of explaining to your other friends about how the U.S. turned into a police state, well, hand them a copy of Ant Farm as well. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters for free. That's almost half the book. You can download the free chapters and get a taste of what it's like over at antfarmbook.com. That's antfarmbook.com. freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll get into more of the bear spray story here in a moment. But you had started your timer, Chris Cantwell, a moment ago after Sheriff Joe called in to ask us to lay off of James Witt.
Yes, and it took a total of 5 minutes and 41.6 seconds for James Witt to call in, and we are so happy to have James with us. Welcome to the program, sir.
You're on the air.
You have something in common with my infamous neighbor, Chris.
Do I?
Yeah, you're both pigs. And I call in after
I thought you liked
Joe. My call because you often like to pose questions when you've dumped my call because that's the kind of man you are. But if you tried your little
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Joe's neighborhood. No, because you're a pussy. That's why you hang up on me. You don't have anything interesting to say because I don't call to suck your you-know-what like Cantwell does after the show. And by the way, you're
yeah, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about kissing Ian's ass.
You're some garbage podcast, by the way, Cantwell.
Yeah.
I do admit I wasted 2 hours of my life listening to you and Ian. It was dreadfully boring. But I called in again after you dumped my call on Monday.
Oh, thank you for becoming older
Ian,
with me.
Because I asked you a question. Did you take your girlfriend, the teeny bopper, to the prom? Did you pick her up at her mom and dad's house like everybody else that has a teenage boyfriend?
You know, really, my relationship is none of your business.
Just hang up on him.
Yeah. I asked you a question. Business. How old are you? 35?
You can ask all the questions you want.
17-year-old girlfriend? I do think it's funny that the atheist said GD when he heard you had a teenage girlfriend.
I don't know who you're even talking
even
about.
I'm talking about the pig right next to you.
Yeah, no, I think I did say we had to dump my GD on the FCC airwaves.
He knows what I'm talking about because he quit smoking dope, so he remembers saying GD last Wednesday.
Hey, I quit smoking pot too, by the way. I'll have you know that.
What's so funny? Answer the question. You pick her up at her mom and dad's house.
It's none of your damn business, honestly, really. It's not even like, it's look, we have to bring new topics to the radio show, James, you know.
Hey, Cantwell, why don't you just answer for me then?
Why don't I hang up on you and call you a useless scumbag? Why don't I just call you an idiot and tell you to get a life and do something else? If you don't like what we're doing here, why are you listening to it?
Instead of obsessing over my relationship.
I'm telling you, this guy, it's got to be part of his, I don't know if I can say the word, is his fantasies when he's all by himself and, you know, when he's getting right with himself, you know? I think that this is part of it, and it's really deranged.
You think that while he's on the phone with us that he's self-pleasuring?
I don't think he's doing it while he's...
Afterwards?
I've never been that angry while self-pleasuring, but, like, I might get really angry and then go handle my own business, like, immediately afterwards. Because, I mean, have you ever been so mad you got an erection?
No.
I have. Oh, it's a wonderful feeling, and you just have to go deal with it, like, immediately afterwards. And I think that's what he's doing. I think he's just getting himself excited so that he can go into his little broom closet in his janitor job somewhere and, you know, put some floor soap on his hand and take care of matters.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The short answer is my relationship's none of your business. There you go.
Yeah.
So, moving on. We were talking about
running after idiots with fire hoses and pepper spray.
So, you were a bad guy at some point in the past.
We were like the nefarious drug dealers, right? So, I lived in a drug house. I ran around with bad people. We robbed other drug dealers. We did bad things, okay? We were involved with bad people. And one of the guys who I was involved with back at that time, I had, like, he ended up dating... a girl who I was still talking to, and then the girl was like, "Aren't you come hang out with us?" And then, I ran into this guy maybe 6 months before this incident, and then they had created a joint Facebook profile. Right? And I just thought it was so corny, you know. And
did they combine their names together as well?
Yes, exactly. And it was just the cheesiest thing. So, like, I took a screenshot of it and I posted it on Facebook, and I made fun of these people who were at one point my friends, right?
Hmm.
The girl got very upset about it and was going to her boyfriend, like, make him take it down, make him take it down. And I was like, well, I'm not taking anything down, no. And then he devolves into threats. And he says, the next time he sees me, he's going to F me up.
Okay.
Now, in my neighborhood and the people that I used to deal with, that's a very serious problem because we used to tell people, next time I see you, I'm going to F you up.
You believe
and guess
it.
What?
Yeah.
We F'd him up.
Yeah.
You know, we put people in hospitals and stuff. So
you didn't think he was just talking as
no, he
him.
Didn't. And he associates with bad people who would love to come after me still to this day. So the fact of the matter is, I was like, look, this guy thinks that he's going to come after me. I'm going to go head him off at the pass and remind him that, like, if you jump me on the street when you're by yourself, I show up at your house when you don't have your friends around. And so sure enough, I did. I showed up at his house, and all of a sudden, you know, he wasn't really too interested in the confrontation, and I made a whole bunch of noise out in front of his house. And he came outside, and when he came outside, he had a hockey stick, you know, and he lifted up the hockey stick. I came up without anything in my hands. I had the bear spray was in my jacket pocket, my inside jacket mm-hmm. pocket. He brought up the hockey stick to swing the hockey stick at me, and I pulled out the bear spray, and I pointed at him. I said, "You're an effing tough guy, huh?" And he ran back in his house. So this is, in my book, this is classic case escalation of force. This guy makes a threat. I confront the aggressor pulls a weapon, I pull a superior weapon, the aggressor retreats, and I let the aggressor retreat. Mm-hmm. I didn't spray him, I didn't attack him, I didn't continue the conflict after that. I put the guy in his place, and the problem was solved.
That's good, because some would say that you would have. Like the people that read your articles would have thought that you would have just gone ahead and, waha, it's a chance to spray someone! Because, you would have been justified, right? He had a hockey stick. He was threatening you. I mean, in theory, you would have been justified in using the bear spray, right?
Exactly. So the situation was...
So you de-escalated, sort of, that situation.
No, I escalated the conflict until he didn't want it anymore. You know, and that's sort of, look, there's a lot to be said for
you
de-escalating conflicts. Yeah, exactly. But there are people who will, like, escalate the conflict until you respond to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of those people that I know from New York, okay, that we would escalate a conflict... You know, almost indefinitely until like the one party was just too scared to go along with it any longer, right? And so I will, depending on the situation, I'll over escalate a conflict to the point where somebody's just like, this guy's insane, and they'll walk away from it, you know. And I've had a great deal of success doing that, you know.
I think it's an interesting story.
You know, and in other cases, you know, the thing is, you know, if, for example, here, like, I can carry a gun, right? So
yep,
somebody tells me, yeah, somebody says, next time I see you, I'm going to F you up. And it'll be like, good luck with that, pal. You know, if I think that they're some kind of killer, if I think that they're going to pull out their .45, you know, behind my back, I might treat it differently. But, for the most part, if somebody's going to challenge me to a fist fight or something like that, I'm really not too concerned about it, pal, because, you know, my revolver will end a fistfight rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. And you had the revolver on your hip the other night. I think it was it Monday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. When there was a bit of a conflict here in the neighborhood where we do this show from. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. Your calls are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. And we still have to talk about the mushrooms. I want to get into that coming up. We'll wait on the neighborhood conflict.
Guns and mushrooms.
We'll talk about the shrooms.
Next on Free Talk Live.
That's right. Guns and Drugs tonight here with Christopher Cantwell. ChristopherCantwell.com, his website. Our website, freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive in a variety of different ways. And, of course, the best way to interact is to get on the phones toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go and get your shopping taken care of through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. That makes a huge difference for us when you do that, because you're getting the same prices, same great deals, same huge selection that you're used to from Amazon. It's just that Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits because we sent them the business. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, you can't buy everything at Amazon, including tickets to Coins in the Kingdom. It's coming up. It's a Bitcoin party, not just a convention. This is a Bitcoin party at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live. And you're invited. All kinds of great big names from the Bitcoin and Liberty communities will be there. Jason King from Sean's Outpost, MK Lords from Bitcoin Not Bombs, Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law, Charlie Shrem. You may know Charlie Shrem. He's formerly from BitInstant. The feds came after him. I'm sure he'll be telling his story. Kyle Drake of the Skyhook Project, Project Skyhook, the Bitcoin vending machine company. They're going to be there. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, as well as Will Pangman from Topeak, and many more. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com to learn more about the event. It's happening at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney World, Saturday, October 4th through Monday, October 6th. This is going to be here before you know it, so get your tickets now while you still can. Tickets are just $60. I'm amazed that they can get a price that cheap at a Disney World hotel. The hotel rooms themselves are less than $100, $99 per night. Kids under 12 stay free, and it's just it's going to be a great time. Fun, in fact, is mandatory at Coins in the Kingdom. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com and come celebrate Magic Internet Money at the Magic Kingdom Saturday, October 4th through Monday, October 6th. We'll see you there.
Now, before we get on with the show, somebody brought it to my attention that I implied that James Witt was a janitor. And I just want to apologize to all the janitors of the world for associating you with that man. That was not fair of me to janitors because, obviously, James, the low, slimy creature.
Well, I didn't even hear you liken him to a janitor.
I just implied that he was, like, self-pleasuring in the janitor's closet. Like, I have this, like, image of him, like, I don't know, running around with, like, a mop, like, trying to hit on, like, little girls and stuff
so
like that.
You weren't saying that that he was like a janitor. You were just insinuating.
I was implying that that's where he was self-pleasuring, right. Was in the janitor's closet while he was running around, like, I don't know, an elementary school or something like that.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying that. Because, no, I certainly wouldn't want anyone out there to think that that you would liken him to a janitor. Janitors are probably...
Or liken janitors to him.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to do that.
Janitors are probably one of the most important jobs in America. I mean, it's talking about an unsung hero. These are the people who make things clean, make very important things, things that we take for granted clean. If it weren't for the janitors of America...
Then your house would look like mine.
I don't know. Your house is actually in pretty good shape.
I know. I'm just a little self-deprecating humor.
Okay. Okay.
I'm calling myself a slobby.
No, I haven't seen that. And maybe it's because you're living with Josie the Outlaw. Maybe you're keeping things a little bit more pristine than they otherwise would.
Yeah, there's some influence there.
Absolutely. You know. So, janitors, they're great. They perform a great service. Thank you, all the world's janitors, for your service. Without you, it'd be a much dirtier place. And I appreciate cleanliness. So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's see. We were going to talk about psychedelic mushrooms. Chris Canwell, you had a story from where?
Yeah, the story's from CNN. And it was of particular interest to me because I don't know how much I've talked about it on here. Like, I don't do drugs. Like, I don't even smoke weed. And
you have, though.
I have, but it's not my thing, right?
You've done mushrooms.
I have done mushrooms, yeah. The last time I did mushrooms was in 2013.
Okay.
You know, and the last time I had done it before that was probably over 10 years ago.
It was 2013 for me. That was when I swore them off because I was tired of puking to get high.
Yeah, I have never suffered that with mushrooms, but I have found them to be, and, you know, far different from acid or PCP or many of the other drugs that I used to do. I always found mushrooms, like, sort of therapeutic, right? That, like, it was a nice way to, I don't know, reflect and get in touch with myself. And
absolutely.
Stuff. And I saw this story today in CNN, and it says, think psychedelics, and you'll probably think of bright colors, hallucinations, spirituality, and an overall mystical experience. For centuries, these drugs have been
that is, if you've actually used them.
All right, unless you just, like, saw, like, Reefer Madness, and you're like, oh, my God, you're going to die.
Yeah, if you're just, like, somebody who doesn't know anything about them, then you may be... You know, believe all kinds of lies about psychedelics.
Right. You're going to try to fly off a roof or something like that. Hasn't been my experience.
But I think it's interesting that this is appearing at CNN.com and not, like, you know, the psychedelic experience or website or something
right,
like that.
Right, exactly. If I was reading this in High Times, I probably wouldn't have even brought it to the show. But
it's interesting because CNN, they have Sanjay Gupta on their staff, and he's like this talking head doctor character who's been on the news for a long time. He made headlines last year when he reversed positions about marijuana, and he had for the longest time gone on the air and talked about how medical marijuana is bad and it's just a front for legalization, and it kind of took all the prohibitionist lines about marijuana. And then at some point he actually looked into it and he came out and honestly recanted what he'd said. He actually went through the process of creating a feature-length documentary film about cannabis and has totally changed his tune. So it's not surprising to me. Like, to somebody who doesn't know about that, they'd be surprised to see an article like this on CNN. But CNN has sort of been out there with Sanjay Gupta. He's not the author of this story. I looked at it. You sent it to me earlier.
Yeah, this is Mira Sendling. him.
But I saw a headline recently that said that he's also now looking into these things as well. He's looking into other psychedelic research to learn about that, too. So it sounds like he's really had his mind opened on this topic. And CNN, that they're publishing this, you know, they deserve some credit.
I definitely do think it says something. It's not something that you'd expect to see in CNN. So the story continues. But today, the ability of these drugs to alter our brain function is being tapped into as a potentially therapeutic for a range of mental health conditions, from anxiety and depression to addiction and obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD.
Somebody ought to prescribe this for James in Arizona.
I think that I think it would do wonders for James in Arizona. Says, only by losing the self can you find the self, explains Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris from Imperial College London. These may not be the usual words of a scientist, but there is biology behind them. People try and run away from things and to forget, but with psychedelic drugs, they're forced to confront and really look at themselves, he says. The drugs Carhart-Harris is referring to are hallucinogens such as magic mushrooms, specifically the active chemical inside them, psilocybin. We're beginning to identify the biological basis of the reported mind expansion associated with psychedelic drugs, he says. Psilocybin is not addictive and is interesting to researchers for its ability to make users see the world differently. The team at Imperial College has begun to unravel why. Carhart-Harris scanned the brains of 30 healthy volunteers after they had been injected with psilocybin. And,
whoa.
Yeah. Like, so magic mushrooms are so dangerous that they have to be illegal, so they resort to using them intravenously, right, for their research purposes.
Well, it sounds like they've, I don't know if they've extracted the psilocybin. I don't know how you get psilocybin outside of the mushroom. There's probably some sort of process.
I've never felt any desire to make mushrooms stronger. I don't know why they would do that. It's like that Dennis Leary bit about crack. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
It's like, only in America could there be a guy who cocaine wasn't strong enough for.
Okay.
You know? So they're injecting psilocybin.
Actually, this is typically how it's done in a laboratory environment. There were some studies done on DMT. There's a movie about DMT, which is another very powerful psychedelic entheogenic drug.
Very, very powerful.
It's amazing. And there's a movie about it called The Spirit Molecule. And they interviewed people who were involved in this laboratory testing of DMT. And the way they did it was hospital environment. They're in a bed. They've got a needle, and they injected them with DMT. So in the same way, I guess it's a way to measure, right? Because if you just take mushrooms, one of the problems with taking an eighth of mushrooms, okay, yeah, you can weigh the mushrooms. You know how much the mushrooms weigh.
Right.
But you don't actually know how much psilocybin is in one of those mushrooms. For instance, as I understand it, I'm not a mushroom expert. I've done them a number of times. But as I understand it, it's the caps, the heads of the mushrooms, if you will.
That's what I've been told.
The strongest concentration of the psilocybin is.
So if you get more caps, man, like little stems.
Right. If you get all stems, then you're probably not going to have as intense of a trip as if you have some of the caps in there. And again, even with the caps, you really don't know what the concentration of psilocybin is in there. I mean, so it's kind of a roll of the dice to some extent.
Yeah, exactly. So they injected it and found more primitive regions of the brain associated with emotional thinking became more active, and the brain's, quote, default mode network associated with high-level thinking, self-consciousness, and introspection was disjointed and less active. We know that a number of mental illnesses, such as OCD and depression, are associated with excessive connectivity of the brain, and the default mode network becomes overconnected, says David Nutt.
So this disconnects some of those nodes that would normally be active with anxiety and depression?
Yeah, I think that, like, look, I've
let's come back with more analysis, opinion from, well, we're not really experts, but we've done mushrooms. 855, 450 free.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.